is Bill Johnson, and I work for InFocus for the time that we got the commendation from the president. Mm-hmm. They were actually in the plans of offshoring all their manufacturing to Flextronics in Malaysia. Then you started to see not just the laborers' jobs go away, but the supervisors' jobs, the jobs that supported manufacturing and production. And with the learning curve or the language barrier or the time, you know, the differences in time and trying to communicate between two different companies just doubled or tripled the workload, what they were doing here in Oregon affect local people, but it affected people in San Diego, it affected people in Norway. You know, it was a global issue. I worked with a lot of the local manufacturing companies, one in Hillsborough, specifically Aero Electronics. We bought all the, they manufactured all our replacement lamps for the projectors. It was a huge account. And then basically when I got laid off, that account went away. I mean, I was the only one, I was the glue holding that relationship together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had set up three separate production lines just to manufacture our lamps and you know, two project managers to head that. So when I went away, they, you know, the majority of their labor force had to get let go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, again, the domino effect there. They basically gave me 2 weeks worth, actually almost 3 weeks worth of notice. But in that 3 weeks, it basically said that my position in the entire purchasing department was moving to Singapore. That would be our IPO, and they would purchase basically from there. Now, the question that came to my mind is, you know, we have a lot of U.S. vendors, so how's that going to be in relation to time and time horizons and, you know, communication and dealing with inside sales, which was still at that point in Wilsonville. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd always be a day and a half behind, you know, the time frame. Mm-hmm. But in that 2 to 3 weeks, they had said, okay, well, we're moving the entire department to Singapore, and we're going to have two people from Singapore come over here, and you're going to train them how to do your job. So they basically hired two people for what they were paying me in Singapore, which I guess they felt would be more efficient. You know, 15 years in manufacturing is my background, having worked for Proxima, InFocus, Sony, McDonnell Douglas, Boeing, Deutsche Electronics. I flew helicopters in the Navy for 6 years, so, you know, I'm my familiarity was with avionics and, you know, engineering, and just, you know, by turn of events, it, I wound up where I am, so go to do to train to do a different trade, because no matter what the state was going to pay for my school and what I was receiving from unemployment, it wasn't enough to compensate my living, the way I'm used to living.